convince your significant other to move when he doesn't want to move?
At all.
Let's get into group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Brandy, so what is the issue here?
My issue is I have been an Indiana transplant for about 13 years.
Okay.
Welcome.
I grew up in Louisville. All of my family is in Kentucky. They're like in the Mount Washington, Shepherdsville area.
Sure.
But they're all very close-knit together.
Okay.
And we want to sell our house, but I want to move to Mount Washington or in that area so that I can be closer to my family for a while. And I only see them at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
My husband is very adamant about not moving to Kentucky because of the traffic.
Oh, he's scared of the traffic. Oh. Okay.
He's a very nervous person.
So you're trying to figure out how do you walk the line of convincing him to move to Louisville? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. Oh. I need something to convince him that it would be a great idea, but I want it to be his idea.
Oh.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
If that makes sense.
Gotcha.
Yeah, well, and
if
the thing
it's
is,
his idea, he's more likely to go along with it.
Yeah, for sure.
Sure. Well, I think then you got to just double down on the whole, I want to be closer to my family and spend more time with them, which can be, you know, great for you too.
I said that, but he's like, no, I'm not looping over there.
Take him on drives around there and show him it's not as bad as maybe he thinks.
He knows it's not hard to get around.
Yeah.
It's just the traffic issue on 65.
You know, fight the good fight for you and just say, hey, it's closer to family, we're getting older, you know, family's important, et cetera, et cetera.
And yeah, you don't get to see them that often.
Yeah,
and that's a problem.
Yeah, but,
I have said that I would like to be close to my family for a while.
Good luck. I feel for you, and we'll try to maybe see what we can do for you, okay?
Yeah, just think of something I can say to convince him that this is a good idea.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Brandy.
That's tough.
That is tough.
When, you know, one is kind of drawing the line in the sand, digging in, saying nope.
All right. Man, that's a good one. 502-795-1997. How do you come to a compromise when it comes to moving?
Yes. Now, at least it's not like out of state.
It is out of state.
Well, not that far. It's drivable. It's not like across the country out of state.
Listen,
is what I mean.
Sometimes Indiana feels like a completely different part of the country.
Listen, the way that you shade and say, I'm never going across the bridge.
I don't say that as much anymore. I don't say it as much. There are people that are very nice and lovely over in Indiana, I'm sure.
Including Brandy.
Yes, including Brandy. That's right. But she wants to move to Mount Washington. I get that. All right.
Yeah.
So 502-795-1997. Let's help her figure out how to make the compromise with her husband.
We have to make him think that it's his idea to move.
Ay, ay, ay. All right. That is group therapy. Let us know what you think, and we'll take some of your stories on the way. So Brandy's trying to convince her husband to make the move from Indiana to Mount Washington. He says traffic, a no-go, don't want to even deal with it. She's trying to figure out a way to, I guess, get him on board. It would be closer to family for her, and that's the main thing for her.
But the key is we have to convince him it's his idea to move.
Yeah, Rebecca.
He's firmly saying no.
Yeah. Rebecca says, girl, tell him moving to Mount Washington actually avoids the Louisville traffic he hates. Frame it like, hey, I noticed you get so stressed with that commute. What if there was
is
a place?
Is this your Rebecca voice?
Sorry, Rebecca. What if there was a place we could live that kind of cuts out the worst part of it? And then let him Google it on his own and discover that Mount Washington has
easier access routes.
Okay.
Boom, his idea. Because she mentioned 65.
Yes.
Traffic on 65 is a big problem for him. Michelle said, I did this with my husband when we moved to Shelbyville.
Okay.
I just kept casually pointing out houses with bigger yards, lower prices, saying, man, you would love not having neighbors right on top of us.
Uh-huh.
And after a while, he said, what if we moved? I just nodded like I hadn't been planting those seeds for months.
Okay. I don't know. Is Brandy in for the long game here?
It's Jedi mind tricks. Yes. Are you willing to start like planting seeds and wait for them to grow into his idea? Kristen said just start pointing out all the things he loves. Less noise, more space, good schools, safer vibe. Say stuff like, I know traffic really gets to you. I wish there was a place that didn't make you deal with that. And then wait.
I wish there was a place.
Men love thinking they cracked a code when you've already solved the puzzle. Are you starting to feel attacked?
I am starting to feel like my life is a lie. Brandy's just wanting to figure out how to convince her husband that it's his idea to move
to Mount Washington. Yes, yeah. Hannah says, my husband hates traffic too. What finally worked was showing him the time saved.
Okay.
I didn't suggest moving. I just said, I wonder what areas have better commute patterns. Well, okay, he's going to see through that because she's already said, I want to move to Mount Washington because my family is there.
Right. She's already said that. Yeah. And so a couple guys now rolling in. Andy says, as a guy, here's the secret. Make it sound like he's upgrading.
Mm.
Okay.
Yep.
He says, show him the space, the yard, the garage. Maybe don't frame it as moving to Mount Washington. Instead, you know, we should take a drive this weekend. I heard they've got some great neighborhoods in the Mount Washington area.
Well, let him fall in love with it naturally. Yeah, just go visit the family out there a little more often.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Do some sightseeing, right, Tim said.
We'll get to one more here.
If traffic is his thing, hit him with stats, but let him, quote, find them.
Uh-huh.
Leave a tab open on your laptop like best Louisville commuter towns.
Okay.
Say you were just curious. He'll click it, see Mount Washington pop up. Next thing you know, he's telling you that moving there would fix the problem. We're simple creatures.
You know, Brandy, after doing my own research,
I think I've come up with an idea.
I think we will do your idea of Mount Washington.
No, he's not going to say it like that.
I
think that you really need to move near your family and be able to spend more time there. And I thought that, you know, I need to convince her that
man of house will now choose.
Me make decisions.
Give me meat now to eat.
Make me sandwich.
Wow. We just kind of regressed all there. But, we're getting there.
We made up voices for Rebecca. Yeah, we made good. Brandy's husband a caveman. Well, this was fun.
We don't know anything about Brandy's husband. He could be a caveman. We may not be far off. Or he
Massive
might be a lovely person.
Stereotypes unlocked. This is great. All good things.
Good luck with that. Hopefully that gives you a couple lanes that you can go down. And
also, my husband's a realtor if you need help.
And I hear Mount Washington's lovely this time of year. All right. Keep us posted, by the way, Brandy. Thank you for reaching out. That is Group Therapy.